Welcome to Hey Ghost Hey, the podcast about ghosts, ghost hunting, and other paranormal phenomena of the Pacific Northwest. I am your host, Charles Crooks, owner, tour guide, and psychic of Bellingham Ghost Tours. We are here because I like ghosts a lot. Now let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Hey Ghost Hey. And I am very excited because we have a special guest for this episode, which has never happened before. If you have been on any of the ghost tours, you know that I mentioned my old ghost hunting partner, and her name is Elena Rodriguez-Steca, and she is here with me. Welcome so much, Elena. I'm so happy to have you.
Hey, this is exciting. It's been so long. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Hey, girl. Hey. So how have you been all these years?
Weird.
Yeah, good, yeah. Good.
Staying happily. Weird. Yeah.
Absolutely. I wouldn't have it any other way. So let's just kind of jump right in and then go back to our history, or actually let's go to some of your older history. What is a ghost encounter that you would like to share with us? Something from your past that was, I would say, influential to your being who you are today.
Well, a ghost encounter that was influential to me was probably in my late teens when we had first moved to Washington State, and we bought a house in Bothell, and very quickly we found that it was haunted. Very strange occurrences would happen, lights turning on and off by themselves. We would be cooking in the kitchen, and if everybody stepped out of the kitchen, somehow the food would end up on the floor. It was not a friendly ghost. And at nighttime in my bedroom, this ghost would visit me while I was sleeping, and I would start having nightmares of like fire, always fire for some reason. And when I would wake up, I would see a figure of a man at the foot of my bed. Not a friendly man. I'd also hear footsteps in the attic, and my dad, who's a non-believer, was hearing it too. And he would get up at night because he would hear it. And so I was pretty much tormented until we moved out of that house. But it also struck my curiosity, and I wanted to find out more about the paranormal.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So when you first had everything happen, did your family initially try to explain it away? Or did you kind of have a sense of belief that it was a ghost right away? How did your family kind of approach that?
We kind of had a 50-50. Yeah. Half of the family was immediately, oh my gosh, we got a ghost and not a nice one. And the other half, such as my dad, was trying to explain things, which is great. I'm glad he tried that. He even called pest control just in case there was something in the attic,
right.
Things like that. But we never found a source for it.
Yeah, no, right? No reason. No. Did you ever find out any history of the house at all, or any possible reason as to what might have been going on there?
We did. The little that we found out is the owner of the home previous to us, her husband died in the house in my room.
Not intense at all, no.
No. And she was his caregiver, and he eventually died of heart failure. Mm. But that's all we know. We don't know the background. We don't know what kind of person he was, or maybe what kind of person she was. I don't know.
Well, I think that's important to keep in mind, too, that when we think of haunting, that there's so many different possibilities and angles of what might make that haunting exist. And I think it's easy for us to almost kind of assume like the Hollywood style of, oh, someone died, it must be them. But I think even living can just leave behind those echoes as well. And that's part of what we see in the residual energy and stuff like that. So
that's right.
But yeah, so many possibilities. Interesting. So that definitely got you curious about ghosts, and is that kind of what led you into Boo then, or how did you find them?
It was quite a few years later. I had graduated college, and I think the ghost hunting shows were starting to get popular, And I started to research to see, you know, maybe I could try it and face my fears. And I found Boo. I found Sherry Mulholland, who I had recently reconnected with, and she's doing great in Florida.
Oh, lovely. Living her best happy life down in Florida.
She is, yeah.
Oh, nice.
So I joined Boo, I want to say it was around 2005, 2006. It's been so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Because I joined them in 2009, at the end of 2009, 2010. So, and they had already been going a few years, I think, at that point, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. We had been going on for a while. I think when I joined, they had been going on for at least a year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so when I joined, I remember you weren't around for the very first investigations that I went on. I didn't actually meet you till later. But once we did get to investigate together, it just seemed to work.
Yeah, we clicked pretty quick.
Good. And so from that, from Boo, with Sherry's encouragement, then we started Ghost Hunt class. And we did that for, how many years did we do that? It was at least five, because we had our five-year anniversary event. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. I would say 6 or 7 years.
I think that's right, yeah. I think 7 feels about right, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because then once the courthouse sold, as that was our regular venue that we would do it at, which is now the Helen, is it Loggy Museum?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't looked into it.
Yeah, so a gentleman bought it, and he's actually turned it into an art museum. And from what I understand, he, in all the renovations of the space, he researched all the original, like, even nails that were used in the construction of it. So even, like, got the original nails that he could find for when necessary. So from what I understand, it's a very true renovation to its original kind of existence, which I think is pretty cool, but I've not been in there since.
Very nice. Sounds like we need a reunion there.
I would love that. Yeah. I think we have to get an appointment as well to go in there. So we'll see.
Okay.
But that'd be a lovely little date. Let's reunion times.
Yes.
I'll
call out the ghost.
Yes, absolutely. But yeah, is there anything that you remember from there that sticks out to you?
I feel like I remember on those stairs, it sounded like there was somebody walking often. I don't know if you recall that.
I remember one time, I think I was looking at the stairs and you were looking out the window, or it was the other way around, and we both saw shadows like come down and cross us at the same time.
Yep.
And we were both like, I saw something, but we were looking opposite directions. Right. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, the stairs were definitely active. And I feel like the downstairs was more active.
I have to agree. Yeah.
And I think they, I feel like there was more than one spirit there, and I feel like they came to enjoy us being there and teaching the class there.
Yeah. Yeah. I never really got the sense that what was there was anyone that was possibly stuck around from the courthouse or like from the jail, or anyone that stayed in the jail. Because I mean, why, as a ghost, why would you? Why would you be like, you know, I was locked up that one night, so I'm going to go haunt this place. I don't know. So unless it's like kind of a residual echo of something that gets behind, I think that almost we're encountering other things that might have just had interest in us, or just kind of like the space or whatever.
Didn't one of the jail cells run into the bathroom, like the where the bathroom was placed was part of one of the jail cells?
I can't remember, to be honest.
Because I know we spent time in the bathroom, a group of us, quite a bit. I feel like maybe it was that back room, and then it ran into where they had built the bathroom.
I think so. That's right, yes. Yeah. Yeah, now you're really testing my memory.
Yeah. Ghost hunting involves hanging out in bathrooms sometimes.
It really does. That reminds me, I actually just played an EVP recently of our time down at Stanwood. It wasn't the time where you heard the little girl in the bathroom, because I remember that. And unfortunately, that EVP got lost to time and technology. But there was one where I think it was myself and Ryan had walked into the bathroom. And there's a whisper that says, should we hide?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Very active space as well. Yeah. We actually did there a few times together, too.
Right. We did.
Yeah.
Late nights, early mornings.
Yes, indeed. So, yeah, besides we kind of got on a tangent with the courthouse, but any other memorable encounter from Boo in your time there?
Oh, yes. I'm not. I think you were involved in this one.
Okay.
It was a house that was next to a cemetery.
Yes, Cedra Woolley. I did a whole episode. Well, yes. I did a story. The Halloween episode I did features that story.
Very nice. So yes. Yeah, that was definitely memorable.
Yeah, but I'd love your perspective since I kind of shared mine already on this. So yeah, anything that you really remember.
Sure. From what I remember, there might have been multiple spirits, but there was one particular that wasn't very kind. I know the owners kind of suspected it was demonic. I don't know that we ever came to that conclusion. But I was the provoker in the group.
Yes, you were. I made for so many good times, yeah. Though. Yes.
Yeah. So I remember we were trying to challenge the spirit, whatever it was, and especially to make it stop harassing the family. And we were in the garage, and I was very much provoking. And suddenly my hands started getting itchy.
Yeah.
I hadn't touched anything. I've never experienced this since then or before then. But my hands broke out in hives. They swelled up.
And it went on for days after,
it
too,
did.
Didn't it?
It did. It took a few days to go away. But I feel like that is definitely the encounter that I had, that I felt like I was harmed or touched.
Yeah, but at least it didn't follow you home.
No,
so.
No.
I'll still never forget when I left the van.
You home. And Sherry and I laughed because we knew something was following you.
Yeah. Oh, I'll never forget that feeling. And then especially getting the text right after from you being like, yep, it's with you. Air feels great in here now. So now years later, post-Boo, how would you say your ghost beliefs or just beliefs in the paranormal, how have they kind of evolved or changed from back then? I know mine definitely have, especially with what I believe compared to like residual and intelligent stuff. So yeah, I'm just kind of curious how things have gone for you since.
Sure. Overall, I mean, I'm still a believer.
Good.
I'm a lot more comfortable with the situation, and I feel more confident in creating boundaries when
nice.
Things start to feel a little bit weird. I don't seek it out as much because I feel like I've gotten my answers, that I'm not totally cuckoo bananas, maybe a little bit, but...
We are a little bit.
Yeah.
It's all right.
There is something out there. I would say my interest has increased in, like, UFOs, possibility of aliens.
Yeah.
I've been really into that a lot more when I wasn't at all back then. It was just ghosts.
Yeah, Have you watched the new series on Netflix from George Knapp?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yes.
I recommend. Highly recommend. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just nice to have all these different views and perspectives finally coming out about this because we are blatantly not getting answers from people in our government about it, but yet people are massively having these encounters and cannot deny that. Even since I've moved here to Squalica Mountain, as I was just telling you earlier, that I've seen all sorts of weird stuff in the sky that cannot just be easily explained away. So, yeah, I definitely say my interest has increased, too, over the years. Yeah,
I believe it. And folks, just so you know, Chuck has a very impressive telescope.
Got to watch those stars. I will say with the telescope, one of the favorite things I have seen that I've never really told anyone is that one night I was watching Jupiter and... like my telescope is not that powerful, so even when you look at Jupiter, it's just a tiny dot in there, but there were even tinier dots that were zipping around it.
Oh,
so
really?
Yeah, who knows whether it was just larger space rock or whatever. You really couldn't tell at that point, but there were things flying around it, so
interesting,
which I found interesting. Yeah,
maybe some space travel going on around
I would
Jupiter.
Love to think so. People just popping in and out of Jupiter. Yeah. All right, and what about since we have seen each other last, have you had any ghostly encounters, any other worldly encounters, any encounter at all, any kind?
Yes, actually I have. Ooh. And it happens every once in a while in our place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we get a visitor. We're not sure who it is. We're not sure. We've suspected maybe that it's Justin's father who passed away.
Oh, okay.
But we're not 100% sure.
Yeah.
But we'll have a visitor at night that I can see. When I'll wake up because I hear something. It's not our cats. But I'll hear like somebody's in the hallway, which scares me, thinking that it's an actual person.
Absolutely.
And then I see a shadow at the door, at the edge or seam of the door.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, walking back and forth. And then sometimes I'll wake up Justin, make him get up and check. Nobody's there. We also have, when that happens, we tend to have electrical issues too in the house.
Oh, okay.
Like most recently happened first week of November, actually. And a lamp, kept turning on and off by itself, and then another lamp. So it wasn't, and they were plugged into different areas.
Okay.
Of the house, so it wasn't like...
So not one particular area seems to be like shorting out or
right.
anything like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they were on power... Well, one of them was on power strip. One of them was plugged directly into the wall. So we're not sure what happened. It lasted for maybe a few days and then everything kind of calmed down.
Have you ever tried to communicate with it? Or is that something that you just kind of want to leave alone? Or
I did at first. And then now I'm just kind of, okay... You're back.
Yeah. Now, if I'm making this up, please correct me. But I want to say years ago, did you have activity of like seeing people outside of your windows of your home or like seeing people walk by? Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'm making that up.
We had activity in our front door where somebody would knock, but nobody was there.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we do live in a complex, so we would check immediately to see.
Right.
You know. Who was there and nobody was out there. And it
Never
was
anyone.
Always at night. Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, it's open enough where you could see if somebody was like
True.
Running away.
Because you have that front window mm-hmm. that's right by the door.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
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 That hasn't happened in a long time, but yeah, it lasted for a while.
Okay. Would you say that you definitely had way more encounters in your daily life when you were in Boo than... Or I not just in Boo, but when you were kind of looking for this stuff compared to now, would you say?
For sure.
Yeah. I recognize that too, honestly, when I think back.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that our searching for it a lot more kind of made it a lot more prevalent in our daily lives too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think nowadays I just get busy or I'm not looking for it. So I don't. And if I do notice something... You know, it's kind of like, okay, you're there, whatever.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. With kind of, I feel like with kind of having your mindset solidify a little bit or kind of that fear going away, like you said, feeling more comfortable
mm-hmm.
with it, that, yeah, it's a lot easier to just be like, oh, yeah, acknowledge and kind of move on.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But now after talking to you and not doing this for so long, no, I might start.
Oh, you're
know,
going to have to come out with
I
me?
Might
a little
have
reunion
to go
times?
Out with you, and I might have to start, you know. Talking to the spirits again. We'll see.
Well, I feel an investigation episode coming
yes,
up. So
let's do it.
I think we should do that. Oh, we're going to have to figure out where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all good things coming up. All right. Well, speaking of investigations, I would love to share some EVPs that you have gotten from the past. And these are two that we actually used to share during our class together. So
fun. I haven't heard them in a long time.
Oh, wonderful. Awesome. All right, so the first one that we're going to do, I believe this is coming from Wardner Castle.
Ah, yes.
Is that right? In
Correct.
Fairhaven?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just want to give a little introduction before I play it for everyone.
Sure. This is a really cool place that's in Fairhaven in Bellingham, Washington. And the place was actually for sale at the time. So we got a rare opportunity to go in.
Cool. So you got to go in and check it out.
We did. It was just Sherry and I. And this house has, it's an old Victorian house, and it's got a reputation for being haunted from a previous owner specifically that was a woman, and she was an artist, and there's a mural that she painted in there that's been covered up several times, and the legend is that it keeps appearing through the paint, even though it's been covered up.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Right.
It's been a long time since I've looked up the story,
mm-hmm.
so...
So we went in not knowing what to expect. We didn't know if we would get anything or not, and we did. We definitely got something. We got A more disturbing one that I don't think it's the one you're going to play, but we were downstairs. We didn't hear it at the time. And mind you, it was just Sherry and I, and I believe the real estate agent was in a different room. But it sounded like a child was being beaten, unfortunately.
Oh, man.
It was really, really intense. And we only heard it after we played back the EVPs.
Yeah, I don't think I ever got to hear that one myself, no.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. I think we didn't share it too much because it was
understandably so.
Not pleasant. So we went upstairs into one of the rooms that attracted to us to it. And it was a smaller room, but it was really nice. And Sherry and I started talking about what that room could possibly be. And Sherry did mention that, you know, maybe it was a sewing room. And it had a window, but it wasn't a very big window. So I remember it being dark. So we were talking about how it would be kind of hard to see in there if it was a sewing room.
Okay. All right. Let's just play it. And then we'll let you hear first. And then we'll explain what we hear in it. So here we go. Ooh, that one's kind of spooky. So what do we have happening there?
Well, what we think was happening is that since we were talking about the room being kind of dark and hard to see, that a spirit of an older woman, is what we believe, says sit beneath the light.
Okay, now that we know that, I'm going to play it and loop it two more times for you guys. So here we go. All right. Thank you so much for sharing that one. And we've got one more for everyone. And I believe this one, we're leaving Bellingham to go to the Seattle Underground. Is that right?
That's right. Those old tunnels, now are tunnels, but used to be street level of Seattle. And you can do tours there. And in this situation, sometimes you got to get creative if you really want to go into a space. And I remember Sherry and we were ghost hunting with another group, I can't remember the name, but they basically paid a tour guide to let us stay there.
Oh, wow.
So they locked us down in the tunnels underneath Seattle, and it was really cool. We got to just hang out there for quite most of the night, actually.
That's amazing, actually. Yeah.
And then in this particular EVP that you're going to hear, once again, as we've mentioned, I'm a bit of the provoker. but the funny thing is about this one, I actually was not provoking at this moment. So I was kind of surprised to hear this. But I was talking to another investigator, and I thought I had seen a man. And okay. I was describing what he looked like, and I believe he had a hat or something. So I'm describing it. And then this voice comes through of a woman.
Okay, let's just go ahead and play that right now.
Like the head was right where that second.
Whoa, did she say what I think I heard her say?
Naughty.
A little naughty indeed.
Yeah, I definitely got called a bitch. And I promise you, not from anyone that was in our ghost hunting group. I actually didn't hear it when it happened. It was just when we played it back. And we were in an area, according to the tour guide, that was, there were a lot of brothels. So lots of ladies of the night.
Okay.
So I don't know. I kind of suspected that she called me a bitch because maybe I was describing her man. I don't know.
Oh,
or maybe.
Maybe
her customer or something. She didn't want me there. Maybe I was going to take business from her.
I was going to say, you could have just been competition.
Exactly.
She's like, get out.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, she thought I was going to pay my portion to her. Maybe it was the madam. Who knows? But definitely was not happy with me.
Yeah. Well, I love that, though, because I always tell people on the tours is that we have to remember that just because someone passes away, it doesn't make them all of a sudden like a ghostly demon, evil spirit. They're still human. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what we encounter are reflective of our human lives as well. So it's always interesting when I feel like those very human things pop up in the recordings or our encounters as well. Because to me, I feel like that really just kind of humanizes this experience overall and kind of takes a little bit away of what Hollywood has kind of made it out to be and kind of takes that fear out of it, I think.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, when it's my turn, there's going to be so much cursing.
Yeah.
How about you? What is something that you think will, as a ghost, you'll keep doing?
I'm going to play Enya for people. I'm going to make Enya appear.
I kind of love that.
You know that you're being haunted by me when Enya comes on. Also, whale noises. I think, like, if I could make EVPs, I would speak whale to people, just like Dory.
That would be very confusing.
But also magical sounding.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think whales are magical, like I do, so
right. I love it.
All right, and back to the recording in question. Here is that EVP two more times. All right, so for my last question, do you have any final advice about the paranormal world? Doesn't necessarily have to be about ghosts or anyone that wants to get into this. Just kind of what's your final say or takeaway that you want to share with people?
I would say that if you're ghost hunting and or you have an experience, don't automatically jump to the conclusion that it's evil or it's trying to scare you. It might be. It definitely happens. But I would keep an open mind.
I think that's really good. Yeah. Because again, I think it's so easy to jump to that fear possibility. Mm-hmm. But I always like to think, too, if I was a ghost and trying to get someone's attention, I might shake a door knob.
Right. I might throw something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Pretty violently to be like, hey, I'm here. And that could be misconstrued very, very easily. So, yeah.
Certainly.
I think that's wonderful. All right. What is happening in your life? Do you have anything going on that you want to share? How people could possibly work with you? Or what do you have happening?
Sure. Well, I haven't, like I said, I haven't done too much in the paranormal world, though now you're inspiring me to do that again. However, I did get into filmmaking, and I have been doing that for over 10 years now. And I have a little business called Make a Scene Washington, where I teach underrepresented kids how to do filmmaking. And a lot of the times we'll actually make fun spooky. One of the kids made a really funny film about a ghost that really liked pink, or didn't like pink, sorry. And it was haunting a little girl that loved pink. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, so if anybody in Whatcom County is interested in having their kids take a class, they can go to makeascenewashington.com.
Well, I think that is so fantastic. Thank you for offering that to just young people and giving them that space for creativity. That is wonderful.
Most definitely.
All right, everyone. Well, that is our time for today. Elena, I cannot thank you enough for being here with me today. And I definitely look forward to, sounds like more adventures are coming up for us.
Let's go.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you, everyone, so much for being here for this very special interview episode of Hey Ghost, Hey! I am your host, Charles Crooks, and you can find me and all my adventures on either Instagram or TikTok if you want more at BellinghamGhostTours.com. December tour dates are up now, and other than that, stay spooky, my friends.